The Philadelphia Museum of Art has had to take down most of its collection of Impressionist art to renovate the galleries where it was hanging. Now, through the end of the summer, the museum is reinstalling those paintings, plus dozens of others from storage, in a temporary exhibition space. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
If you wanted to see Claude Monet's painting of a Japanese footbridge spanning across a pond of water lilies, normally you would go to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, Gallery 161, the Rotunda. That's also where Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers lives, and nearby is The Large Bathers by Paul Cézanne. But they're not there anymore. In fact, nothing is in the rotunda but blank white walls. The museum is in the midst of overhauling its building, literally from the ground up. It's excavating the building footprint to add underground galleries designed by the famed architect Frank Gehry. And at the same time, they're redoing their existing galleries.
Repainting walls, redoing the lighting, cleaning floors to really bring them up to kind of modern standards. They were last renovated in 1993.
That is curator Jennifer Thompson. She's taking the paintings off the walls to get a new perspective on them during this building disruption. The resulting show, The Impressionist's Eye, gives Thompson a chance to show the ways that artists like Monet and Degas were also disruptive, like the way they cropped their images to eliminate objects that should clearly be there, but they didn't want you to see them. There's also a lot of portraits of people with unseen faces. Instead, the subject's back faces the viewer.
That was a way of showing that you could represent a person's character as much from their back as from their face.
Fully one-third of the works in this show, The Impressionist's Eye, are works on paper. They are rarely, if ever, seen because they are vulnerable to light. Midway through the exhibition, Thompson will swap them out with other works on paper to give the exhibition another refresh in June. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.